mentioned this several times already this morning about how apparently tomorrow is the most likely day that Brits are expected to hand in their notices as they pursue their dream careers. And so on the phone joining us now, we've got Jason Kitcat. Hello, Jason.
Good morning.
Good morning. Say hello, Jonathan.
Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Right, just to check, because we have made a joke about this morning. You've never worked for a popular Kit Kat company, have you? Like the chocolate bar?
No, I wish that I was getting a percentage of sales, but sadly not.
Right, okay.
There's a long story behind that, but probably not time for your show.
No, probably not. So, yeah, I'm sure you've heard that joke far too many times in your career.
Never, never.
All right, so, you've done this study about people handing in their notices on January the 31st, or January the 31st being the most common day to hand in their notices. So what else did this study reveal?
That's right, yeah, no, at Crunch Accounting we did this survey looking at it, and we found that actually the West Midlands was the top region in the whole UK for people working extra hours on top of their main job. 38% of people are doing something out of hours to make extra money. So that's, you know, after hours in the week or weekends. We call them 5 to 9ers. And 31% said that they've got a hobby they want to turn into a business. 14% of people in the region were saying they're considering starting a business in 2017. And nearly half said that they'd be willing to take a drop in salary if it meant that they could get their dream job. So there's certainly a lot of people out there looking for a change, hoping to turn a hobby into their career.
Well, yes, I think I can definitely count myself as one of those, because as a producer of this radio show, both me and Jonathan present this show voluntarily. But certainly in my case, I want to work in the industry properly. So I could definitely count myself as well.
There you go. So we can do a coaching session right here and now.
I'm not sure if we've got enough time before 10 o'clock. I was just going to make Jonathan, both Jonathan and me as well, also DJ on the side of our own jobs as well, so for the extra cash. So we were discussing off air earlier how we're basically the perfect candidates for this interview.
Just don't worry, it's all legal, all above board.
Yes.
Excellent. Good bit of moonlighting.
Well, exactly. So Jonathan, you've got a question now, haven't you?
Morning, Jason. What's the sort of things people need to consider or looking for to turn their hobbies into a career?
Well, so we would recommend not just doing it overnight, but get some practice in. So perhaps getting some clients and some gigs after hours, evenings, weekends, building up a bit of a client base before making the leap full time. Also, we'd recommend making sure you've got your record keeping in order and getting your accountancy software, something like that, so that you don't get a nasty surprise come the 30th of January next year when you've got to file your tax return. And get out there and network, because as I'm sure you can attest, people in the self-employed sector tend to be really friendly, supportive, and willing to share tips and ideas. Don't try and take it all on your own shoulders.
That's very true.
Yeah. I'll say, when I was setting myself up as a mobile DJ late last year, I'd done it at uni, but I never had I'd saved money to buy my own equipment, and I finally took the plunge late last year. But I did seek, as you say, advice before I went permanent. It's not a full-time job, I only do it on the side, but yeah, I did do some proper research into it before I made that leap, so I appreciate that is something that people really should need to do. So what are some of the main challenges faced by people who have done this before then?
Well, some of the challenges are around just the shift in mindset. If you've been in a salaried role, but when you're doing it yourself, you have to recognize the responsibilities with you, building up that pipeline of clients, making sure you've got things like insurance and invoicing sorted out and things like that. It's not hard. It's just a bit of skills and knowledge you need to acquire. We've got free templates and guides people could download from crunch.co.uk. But the other things that people need to do is get out there. Don't just sit at home twiddling your thumbs waiting for the clients to come in. Do some marketing, go and meet people, try and shadow someone. You've got to learn the market and go out there and find ways to generate clients.
Always make sure that your public liability insurance is in order.
Yes.
Absolutely so, absolutely so.
So what do you think January the 31st is the most common date for people to hand in their notice?
Well, I have a theory on that. We can't from the stats that we got, but my theory is that people go off for their Christmas break, perhaps after the second or third helping of turkey. They start thinking they don't really fancy going back to that job they've been doing the last year. Come New Year's, they start making some resolutions, but it's quite an expensive time of year, so I think they hang on for the January pay slip before making that move to turning their hobby into a job.
Yeah, I did wonder if it was anything to do with, you know, the build-up after Christmas, so to speak, and the fact that January is generally considered quite a miserable month.
I think that's a theory. You know, we've got you know, lots of clients who've done different things, and that's some of the feedback we've had. And certainly, you know, you've got all these sort of Blue Monday things that go on in January, which probably add to the mix, don't they?
Yeah. January is like one big Monday, I think, as far as me and Jonathan are concerned. It's the start of the year, and, you know, so, like, the start of the week, like, Monday's the start of the week, January's the start of the year, so, you know, everyone's just like, oh, January, even after the shenanigans of New Year's Day. So we have mentioned your website, but is there anywhere else people can get information on this, on how January the 31st is the day when everyone leaves their jobs, and how to pursue your dream careers, etc., etc.?
Well, if you go to crunch.co.uk/get-started, there's more information about this research and help and advice, and we're also out there offering free advice on the hashtag Get Started. So people are very well, completely free advice from our experts there.
Okay. Is that hashtag Get Started just a thing you're doing tomorrow, or is that just a thing all year round?
It's been running since New Year's, and it's going to keep running, so it's not just tomorrow.
Excellent. Right, okay. Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, Jason. I'm sure you've got other matters to attend to yourself, being a busy businessman.
Well, good luck with your pursuits of turning your hobbies into a dream as well.
Well, thank you very much, and same over to Jonathan. You're a very successful mobile DJ, aren't you, Jonathan?
Well,
very busy.
Well, I've been doing this since 1980, so exactly. Yeah, I'm well known by the taxman as well. He knows me.
Yes, thank you very much.
Right, okay, so,
excellent.
Thank you very much, Jason. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks, Jason, for joining us on Black Country Radio. Thank you.
Bye.